This bill was proposed by the County Coroners Association, and it would have closed public access to autopsy reports on minors. So anyone under 18 who has died and they've done an autopsy on that person.
And so what particularly did the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition find troubling about the bill?
Autopsy reports in Colorado have been public records for many, many years. And we're talking about autopsy reports on both children and adults. They're specifically excluded from an exemption in the Colorado Open Records Act that makes confidential medical records. So when an autopsy is performed, there's often some question about how that person died, especially if it's, you know, under suspicious circumstances. And unfortunately, when a child dies, that is often the case. And so autopsy reports on children have been examined by journalists to both report on suspicious deaths of children and in particular to ask questions about the child welfare system. So the system that is supposed to protect vulnerable children.
Was your organization surprised to see the veto, despite having written a letter requesting it?
Well, this was a bill that, despite our arguments during the legislative session, received widespread support among legislators. Actually, the final version of the bill, only 3 legislators voted against it. And so it is kind of remarkable to have the governor veto a bill that had such widespread support in the legislature. But his staff really did listen to our arguments about why closing these records was not a good idea. And in his veto message, he pointed out some of those things. The impetus for the bill among the coroners, they said, was to protect the privacy of grieving families. And of course, everybody wants to do that. And they also said that they wanted to prevent copycat suicides among teenagers, but they didn't present any evidence that autopsy reports had been used in that way.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
An important thing to note about these reports is that there is a system in place. If the coroners believe that an autopsy report should not become public, or perhaps not at this time become public, or portions of it should become public, there is a process in place whereby they can go to court and ask a judge for a finding that release of the report would cause substantial injury to the public interest. There's a case going on right now in Park County. The Park County coroner has gone to court to get a court order to block the release of the autopsy report. The same type of thing happened after Columbine, where the autopsy reports were not released immediately because there was a court order. And sometimes this happens when a case is still under investigation. But my point is that there's a process in place. And what this bill would have done, the way it eventually got rewritten, is that it would have flipped that responsibility to the requester. So journalists would have had to go to court to get a finding that there was some sort of public interest in releasing these reports instead of the other way around. And for journalists, you know, especially in today's environment, for news organizations to go to court to make legal arguments, especially if they're doing a big project that requires many requests in many counties, very expensive for them to do that, probably cost prohibitive for them to do that. And a lot of good journalism may not have been done if that bill ended up becoming law.
Thank you, Jeff Roberts, Executive Director of Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition.
You're welcome.